Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a fine co-host with me today. His name's Matt Rothschild, host of the podcast Wisconsin Forward. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, as well as at civicmedia.us. Matt and I are happy to be joined this half hour by ranking Democrat in the state Senate, Diane Hesselbein. She was at the negotiating table helping get the state's biennial budget across the finish line, specifically advocating for three key areas of funding improvement that cover the educational spectrum here in Wisconsin. We talked about the university system funding, a $335 million swing. We talked about the fact that special education funding, the replacement rate for what school districts locally spend for each child that is in need of special education, that went from 30%, it's moving up to 45%. Keep in mind the inequity there, because voucher schools, who are accountable to nobody and no one, get that funding level replaced by the state at 90%. And we just began before the break talking about early childhood education, the third leg of the stool, and the fact that Republicans had proposed $0, as if nobody needs any childcare, which is simply insane to me. And Senator Hesselbein, tell us exactly what funding commitment you were able to negotiate with Senate and Assembly Republicans in the biennial budget for childcare.
Yeah, we were able to get over $330 million to childcare, including some direct payment to providers, which was really important to us. That was a hard sell. That wasn't something that the Republicans wanted to do right away, but we were able to do, I think, 110 the first year and then money the second year. And it came with all sorts of, you know, interesting things. But one thing I don't think the Republicans knew before I sat down at the table is I worked in childcare when I was a college student, and I would go home and work on the far east side of Madison in childcare. And I mentioned it in negotiations, like, you know, a lot of us have knocked on doors and I'm like, have you ever been bitten by a dog? You know, when you're campaigning, and some of them are like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's worse when it's a 2-year-old, because they're not just biting you, they're biting other people. And it's like, you have to keep your eyes on them all the time, and it hurts. Their teeth are sharp. Yes. And so the idea that they wanted to really relax a lot of regulations, I just couldn't be with, because I was like, there's absolutely no way we can do that in the state of Wisconsin. So what we ended up really was a true compromise. Little worried about some of it, but honestly, the fact that the first year we're doing direct payments to provider was a huge win for the state of Wisconsin.
Again, across the educational spectrum, early childhood education, which is another way to say child care. That's what we're talking about there. There was earmarked funding in the compromise to help 4-year-olds get school ready. This is all to the benefit, because otherwise, guess who ends up footing the bill for all of this? And again, the ball rolling downhill is your local school district, which means you, the taxpayer. So again, key in that early childhood education. We talked about special education in our K through 12 programs, the funding replacement rate increase, and finally the university system. With all of that, all of those epically important improvements in mind, Senator, some of your Democratic colleagues have been quite vocal in their opposition, both online and in press releases. And I have watched people compromise over legislation and battle over budgets at the local level for many years. This is tough stuff. I want you to address people that are speaking out against the budget. Again, the art of what is possible, or an accurate understanding of what is actually possible, should be the barometer for critique at some level, should it not? Speak to what it's like for you as someone who's trying to lead through these difficult negotiations.
Yeah, well, one thing I would say is elections matter. And I want to be sure to just take a few seconds to say thank you to Matt Rothschild for talking about fair maps for so long.
Yes.
Because we've had fair maps, we were able to flip 4 seats. Right? Last election cycle. In a tough date night for Democrats, you know, they delivered a win in Wisconsin to Donald Trump, but also Tammy Baldwin. And as we're seeing the mess of everything going on in Trump, you know, that Trump was winning state after state, we were winning state Senate seats that night. So we were being like, oh my gosh, this is great. Oh my gosh, what's happening in Pennsylvania? Oh, what's going on there? So elections matter. And I think one thing we heard from the campaign trail, and all these people in purple districts heard loud and clear, is can't you all work together? Why is it so divisive? Why does it have to be like this? So when I was invited to the room, I worked with every single senator in my caucus to say, these are the things I think we should try to get. This is my list. What do you think of this? What else am I not saying? What am I missing here? I think in the past it was more of a top-down thing, but I am very much a believer in a big tent that I want everybody giving me their best advice going forward. So we went from 11 Democrats to 15. There's 18 Republicans in the state Senate. So I got to be at the table to negotiate the best deal we could get for the state of Wisconsin. Did I get everything I wanted? No. Did the Republicans? No. And I've been watching, you know, some of my colleagues have been complaining about the process or the final budget, but I've also seen on right-wing media, they have been very angry at the Republicans, thinking that, you know, Tony Evers did a whole run around the Republican Party. So they're not happy with everything either. And maybe that's the sign of a true compromise. We have some things we can hold on to as beacons of light. They got a tax cut, and maybe in the middle, Wisconsin won.
Again, if you say you want bipartisanship, if you say you want legislatures to get things done, this, folks, is what it looks like. It's never going to be perfect. And if your state representative or your state senator is running in a district where they really don't have any competition, understand that it is very easy for them to criticize that which they are not particularly accountable for, which brings me back to the fair maps. Gerrymandering is bad for everybody. Accountable representation means bipartisanship and forward movement. I will also hat tip to my colleague Matt Rothschild and everyone who's been fighting for fair maps. And certainly to you, State Senator Diane Hesselbeck, our special guest, talking about the impacts and the improvements in the state biennial budget. Folks, when we come back, I'll ask you, should Governor Evers be running for a third term? When should he be telling us about this? All of that coming up next, as well as some breaking news from the governor himself about his prospects for a third term. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. I got Matt Rothschild with me. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.